I mean, John later on is going to talk to you about the company as a whole, but there's kind of three different things that we have. We have Photoweight, which is the website, and then we have 8 Magazine, which is the magazine that comes out biannually down there, which is, and then we have the gallery. So we have sort of three different ways of showing photography, all documentary-based photography. But then we actually have a fourth way of showing photography, which is we do a series of talks and seminars and screenings, and if you're on our mailing list, or if you're not, you should get on it. We do 2 or 3 events a week. So it's very exciting in terms of that's another way of showing photography. Whether, you know, last night Tim Hetherington, who's this exhibition, he came and spoke. And, you know, I can guarantee that that's another 100 people in the show to see the show during the week. So 300 people pass through here a week. It's very good for a small independent gallery. But it also keeps it live. It's called Host Gallery because it's on Honduras Street, but it's also, you know, the magazine goes out, the website people look at to come in, but the host, the gallery is kind of, it's the center, and it's a live presence of the company, if you see what I mean. But anyway, I will talk to you about Tim's show. So this is Infidel by Tim Hetherington. You might have heard him and Sebastian Junger, the writer, have been in the papers a lot recently because they won the best documentary at Sundance last year for their film called Restrepo. And this is an extension. These are the stills that he took whilst in his time in Afghanistan at Camp Restrepo. And Camp Restrepo is named after Dr. Restrepo, one of the US soldiers that was actually killed out there. So they named this Camp Restrepo. But if you look around, you'll see it was kind of an ongoing conversation with Tim about how we wanted to sort of make it more than just pictures hanging, you know, a straightforward show. I kind of wanted to make it more of an installation. So I had endless conversations with Tim about how we could maybe do more of an installation than a straightforward, you know, run of, you know, frame prints. So I started thinking about the idea of sort of the camp and how we could kind of replicate the camp in a very subtle way. I don't want to, you know, have, you know, bullet shells on the floor or anything. But I like this idea. This is men, and it's kind of men of the age of 18 to 22. And you look at the pictures of the camp kind of round the corner, they have posters up, a bit of, you know, page 3 kind of thing. And I thought about the idea of posters and also teenagers and kind of young men and posters, and I'm sure like a lot of us when we were younger had pictures of Bob Marley or whatever on the wall. But also, it's this idea of the camp and sort of making something your own. So we started thinking about the idea of using billboards in order to hang the show. It's a different way of doing it, to kind of replicate this slight sort of Camp Restrepo feel. So I got in touch with this company called Redcliffe Imaging, who make billboards, like proper billboards with the blue back and everything. They're called blue back posters. And I started doing some tests of them and testing wallpapering them on the wall with, you know, proper wallpaper paste, just a very weak mix. And they seem to work really well. I mean, the scale of them and the three boards there is kind of this slightly life-size scale. And if you look around the corner, you've got Miss June, and it's just a kind of, it really seemed to work with the photographs. And, you know, and
so just to be clear, yeah, this is effectively they're wallpaper,
they're billboard posters, so yeah, okay. But I put them up with wallpaper paste. I mean, the quality of them is outstanding, I think, but also there are, you know, I'm not hiding away from the fact that they are posters. I mean, there's kind of these markings and so on, but I think it just kind of adds to the work. I think if these were framed mounted prints, it would be slightly confusing because then you're asking to look at each photograph in one way, whereas I think if you do the show like this, it's more about replicating this kind of feeling. And then if you look around the corner, there's the Sleeping Soldiers section, which was a different way of doing it. I mean, these are incredibly beautiful pictures, and I think, you know, it's something you've never seen before, this kind of soldiers asleep and this kind of time out and this, you know, imagining that they could be at home and then they're in one of the most dangerous places in the world, which Camp Restrepo was. It was like the most intense fighting the time they were there.
It's beautiful the way these sort of terrifying young men sort of adopt these fetal positions, just like my sort of little boy.
Exactly, and they suddenly become just any sort of young man, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then we kind of used the plywood just to kind of echo again the figure, which is this figure over there, which is made out of plywood that was in the camp, which is Hesco Joe, which is a figure that the soldiers made as a kind of joke that they knew that the Taliban could see, and it was just kind of banter that they almost had with the enemy. But one of the main decisions with the show that, I mean, Tim kind of talked a lot about the conflict images, which we have on the screen here. And we didn't really want to show too many of them because, one, we felt they'd been seen before quite a lot. And two, this is more about the young men. It's not really about